Alaska has reported its first cases of a strain of E. coli bacteria related to a national outbreak going on this month. All 8 confirmed cases in Alaska are inmates currently residing in Nome's Anvil Mountain Correctional Center. According to a press release from the state, the investigation of the outbreak is ongoing, but as of Wednesday, no additional E. coli cases have been reported by AMCC or elsewhere in the state. Louise Casterdale is an epidemiologist with the state's Department of Health and Social Services. She confirms that all 8 inmates contracted a specific strain of the bacteria through eating romaine lettuce served at AMCC.
What we're talking about here is a type of E. coli, a Shiga toxin-producing E. coli, and so it can be pretty damaging to people, and it can cause some severe illness, vomiting and diarrhea, and they can have bloody diarrhea. And so this is generally when we think about E. coli 0157 infections, it's a gastrointestinal infection.
State and national entities are investigating more than 50 E. coli cases across 16 states. Casterdale says by collaborating with those entities, they have determined that the infectious lettuce came from Yuma, Arizona, but don't know which specific farm.
We also work very closely because there is a food product suspected here to be the cause with our partners in food safety, so the Department of Environmental Conservation. They're working with FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and CDC to help figure out, well, where did this lettuce come from? You know, what farm? Can they trace it back? How far can they trace it back? And to sort of, you know, look at all the distribution loops to see why certain states are seeing it and certain venues.
In order to control the outbreak within AMCC, Megan Edge, a spokesperson with the Department of Corrections, says their staff and medical support implemented rigorous hygiene requirements earlier this month, like more frequent hand scrubbing.
Outbreaks like this in a prison setting can be a little stressful because everybody lives so close together. Everybody interacts so closely all the time. So we really do have really good medical staff, and there's really good staff at Anvil because they really had to go into overdrive to make sure that this incident was contained. That meant that, I mean, just a really good scrubbing of everything in the facility.
Edge says lettuce was taken off the menu temporarily, but AMCC will again start serving it from another grower.
And we just aren't going to use the product that we have from Arizona. We're going to follow the CDC's recommendations ourselves and just not risk it. We're still working at logistics of where we'll continue to get product from, but there are other options outside of Arizona. And, you know, we do have a correctional farm out in Mat-Su that we're getting ready to head into growing season. And that's always a huge relief for us because we can take a lot of product that we are growing ourselves and use at the facilities.
According to Edge, none of the 8 patients with confirmed E. coli cases were hospitalized, and all of them are back within the general population of 117.